Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's hour three of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a terrific afternoon here on a Tolo Tuesday. A lot of good sports coming up here as we have 3 hours of broadcast remaining. Ranger stuff coming up at 4:40 for you Rangers fans that are all fired up for what's going to be transpiring 48 hours from right now. Wooly Bully's Top 10 is coming up here in about 20 minutes. But right now, okay, Rick Bucher's a long, long time NBA insider, maybe 25 years worth. He was like one of the originals on the ESPN.com insider. You would like log in pretty much to get Bucher's articles. He was like Woj and Shams about 20 years ago.
I think he was outside looking in on a ginger top 10 list one day for the Wooly Bully.
Yeah, he was. He was an honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
I love Rick. I think he does a great, great job.
Well, you might take a listen to this cut. He's talking about where things have gone wrong for the Mavs. And at first I thought, yeah, he's just rehashing a bunch of other stuff. Thanks, Scoop, you know. But then it gets really interesting, and maybe the real reason the Mavs made this trade is right here for you with Rick Bucher.
I have to go to the top, Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban, and maybe I'll add Nico Harrison, the GM, in there, because at least because of his previous relationship with Kyrie Irving from having been a Nike executive, he was part of the impetus to go get Kyrie and make this work. But the problem is that it has been presented as this idea of we're putting two superstars together. We're finally going to give Luka the superstar co-star that he has long needed. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go get Kyrie Irving. Best player he's ever played with, arguably. So, obviously, they were in the fifth, sixth seed. Well, they're only going to go up. But it didn't take into account what they gave up to get him. And that it wasn't just a matter of we're trying to add a superstar piece to this. They gave up arguably their best defensive player, certainly on the perimeter, in Dorian Finney-Smith. And while Shady disagrees with Spencer Dinwiddie in his effort at the defensive end, he gave you an effort at the defensive end.
Which is more than...
And it's more than Kyrie. We could pull out the highlights of this last game against Charlotte when they hit the three that kind of sealed the game. Kyrie's standing under the basket. Ultimately, this was presented as this idea that they were going to get better. But I look at the numbers, and the fact is, it saved them a ton of money.
Okay, so was it that, hey, we can't compete with this team, let's see if this works, or was it, hey, we can't compete, I don't want to pay extra money against the luxury tax over the next 2 years for a team that can't compete? So maybe it was a combination of both. But I first heard about this theory last All-Star break 2022 that Mark Cuban has turned cheapskate. And I've mentioned it a couple of times as like an ancillary part of a discussion or an alternate theory to what explains the reality that we're in right now, Mavs fans. Why aren't the Mavs more financially committed? I hope that it's we're very willing to go into luxury tax threshold for a championship caliber team, but I'm not going to keep throwing bad money at a roster that can't get it done. I hope that's what it is. But last year, 2022 All-Star break, Mike Bacsik, who has a couple of cool sources in the league, said he had heard the Mavs got Dinwiddie so they could let Jalen Brunson go because they didn't want to pay for him. It's not the $25 or $20 million, but it's how much it sends you over the luxury tax threshold, which creates a tax of like 1-to-1, or if you're like a repeat taxpayer, it even magnifies year after year. The Warriors are willing to pay a ton. Their payroll, if you include all the taxes, is like $500 million. But this is essentially maybe Mark not willing to take money out of his profits to throw everything at winning. And I that doesn't sit right with me. You know, if you're not financially committed as an owner, I think it's time for you to leave pro sports. You can't just use this as a profit generator. That just doesn't sit right with me. There's other businesses you can do that in.
Gavin, you would know this better than most because of your understanding of the crypto stuff. Did he lose a lot of money in the crypto?
Hey, not much.
When that went down?
It was like $5, $10 million.
Okay, yeah. So it wasn't enough. It wasn't like he lost hundreds of millions of dollars, right?
No, I think the business tie-in is that Mark and his Shark Tank brain wants to run everything like I'm an entrepreneur and we got to be showing profit and return on investment. And I don't want to be. And I think the older he gets, the more miserly he gets. The less he's doing it for the fun and willing to sacrifice to get the championship. And now it's like the Mavs are just another one of his businesses that, you know, need to have profitable books. We've always heard he's put a tremendous amount of pressure on his sales staff. Very bottom line oriented and very tough on his guys when it comes to managing from that bottom line perspective. I just hope it's not true. I hope the only reason they made that trade was to get Kyrie Irving to try to win a championship or to pair up superstars, not, hey, let's do this and save ourselves $15 or $20 million. As a billionaire sports owner, risking $15 or $20 million to make your team significantly better is what you sign up for. At billions and billions of dollars, you're talking about less than 1%. And as a sports fan, if a guy like that ends up buying your team, you have to deal with it. He's bought the team. It's America. Everybody's got their rights to run a business the way they want to run it, but you don't have to like it. And as you consider, can this team win a championship, if you're not financially committed in the NBA enough to go into luxury tax threshold to keep your players, if you ever do win a championship, it's going to be short-lived. Can't keep together a championship core. Mark Cuban might have slowly slunk into being the most committed owner in DFW sports to maybe right now the least. And when Rick Bucher's talking about that and hearing the same things that Mike Bacsik's been talking about for 15 months, that's two sources that I trust.
Yeah, when I saw this clip, I was thinking, wow, this kind of falls in line with what Mike's talked about.
Yeah.
And what you've alluded to. It's not something I want to believe either.
Yeah.
You know, personally, I think Mark Cuban's one of the more accessible owners in sports. He will give his opinion. If there's a problem, he will go out of his way to speak out about it. And he does a lot of great things around the community as well. I think he's been great for the city of Dallas, but all we can really do is look at how the Mavericks have operated and been run ever since the championship. I think it's a fair criticism to wonder if some of that competitive fire is still burning as strong as it was prior to getting that championship, because they haven't really conducted themselves as much of an all-in organization. The KP trade, hey, they thought they were finally getting a guy to pair with Luka. That didn't work. So I'll give them that. But it is interesting when you look at this Kyrie thing, and we kind of thought, all right, this was a move that they were hands were tied behind their back. What else were they going to do? You bring in Kyrie, let's see if it works. But maybe it was a salary dump, and that would be, yeah, that'd be a little bit gutting as a Mavs fan to hear.
I hope it's a salary dump that they want to clear their books to bring in different players,
which would be great. Yeah.
See, that's the thing about it is, and myself talking to guys in the organization, they say this is step two of adding Kyrie to a multi-piece plan. So I'll take their word on that, you know, but if they're telling me, yeah, step two,
yeah,
maybe they have a step three and a step four.
And they're just stuck between steps right now, hanging out in the wind.
That's, you know, I love Rick Bucher. I love Mike Bacsik, and I love the sources and stuff like that. I'm just like telling you what guys are telling me there. They're saying, hey, this is a plan. Well, as Mav fans, you need to see that plan. Right. You know, and like you're saying, Gavin, maybe they're stuck between plans. You know, if this is step two, okay, well, I need to see step three and four, hopefully sooner than later.
Hopefully that comes together because you know, they gave up their best defensive player.
Yeah.
You know, and why would you do that? You know, if you're going to build around defense, it's, you know, the only explanation to me is we got to save money. You know, we don't want to be paying a luxury tax with, you know, Dorian Finney-Smith. That's not going to take us to a championship spot. And if, boy, if you're managing on the bottom line, that's tough to accept right now as a Mavs fan.
My hope is, and I talked about this yesterday, instead of continuing to chase the co-superstar, if it falls into your lap, then so be it. But I think they're better off assessing who are guys that they can bring in that are really good role players that will fit with Luka Doncic. Because even with talking with Tim McMahon yesterday, right, that might be a special kind of player. Yeah. There's not a lot that always fit the same style, tempo, pace. I think you need to do a good job, Nico Harrison, with trying to find these role players that will blend in well with Luka Doncic.
That's a good idea to me, Brian, because both times they've done it, the last two, it's not working out
that's
great.
Okay, the question I want to ask you guys is it impossible to find players to play around Luka?
I don't think it's impossible. You were able to make it to the Western Conference Finals last year with a group that I think did. You just need better players. You need a better supporting cast than what you had last year. They overachieved. But Luka was able to do it. Like, Jalen Brunson was a guy that did.
Yeah.
Jalen Brunson sacrificed for the greater good. Now he's the guy in New York, but that's the type of guy that you need.
A couple of ball-dominant players are always going to be hard to pair together.
Yeah.
You know, I think maybe the better idea is an elite Scottie Pippen type of off-the-ball perimeter player or an elite big who can dominate that paint for you and doesn't require the ball in his hands all the time.
Yeah, I wonder if we're going to wake up one day 4 or 5 years from now, and if you listen to Tim McMahon on our show yesterday, he's saying maybe as a Mavs fan you don't have 4 or 5 years. Especially with Luka, you know, if that's the case, if Luka wants to move on. But I wonder if we're going to wake up one day and say he's impossible to pair players with.
Yeah,
that's what I mean, great career, great superstar, but impossible to pair players with.
I think you got to be careful. You know, it's not any kind of player that's right. going to excel. And I think maybe, you know, this has revealed that. And if he's not having fun, I think you need to be very, very urgent with recreating that next season. Okay, Chief, what do you got?
I just think that they've made some. This wasn't a well planned out thing. They weren't gearing up for Kyrie. You know, it wasn't a free agent thing, right? Where 2 years looking out, you're going, oh wait, okay, that's the guy we're circling, and we're going to make a bunch of decisions on the way there to set us up for it. This was a split second. Kyrie became available on Thursday, and we're just going to snap our fingers and say, holy smokes, they haven't been able to have a well-thought-out plan. The Jalen Brunson thing fell out from under him, and then there's no recourse. Okay, how do we put this together? There isn't one. Now you go into the season, you suck to high heaven, Kyrie becomes available. Okay, now we can get a star player and save luxury tax money. Yeah. When can you do that? That's a no-brainer thing. But to think that that's going to work right now with the way this roster, like I still think Kyrie and Luka, if you gave it the respectable amount of time and had the ability to either on the front
health,
end of the
health
deal.
Health on both sides.
Yeah, they haven't played together.
Right. Well, you haven't played together, but you also didn't build your team and make decisions in lead up to Kyrie to set it up. You snapped your fingers and got Kyrie and lost a lot. And now you're having to build the roster around these two guys that you weren't expecting to have. You didn't expect to have Kyrie. So now your roster's depleted, and hopefully the Hardy party continues to rock and roll and Josh Green develops, and you can make clear, conscious decisions about the roster you're building, knowing now the guys that you have.
I think that's a brilliant point. And to put it with what Wolchuk said a couple of minutes ago, you know, maybe it's in their best interest of making smart, long-term decisions that make all the sense from role players that complement Luka, instead of just taking whatever superstar that nobody else wants that's available on the trade market.
Yeah,
right. That's why you got Porzingis. Nobody else wanted him. And that's why you got Kyrie Irving. Nobody else wanted him. And then you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe this trade for a star player isn't working out. There's a lot of challenges that come with those guys, and it'll be interesting to see how they pivot. Now, if Mark just lets Kyrie go, that'll be the validation for the money-saving story. Like, if he got rid of Dinwiddie and Dorian Finney-Smith's big contracts, and then Kyrie goes and signs somewhere else, and he's like, yeah, all right, now we're under the salary cap, and we can build just around Luka, and there's not a big financial commitment, then we'll be in crisis mode with, I think, how this team handles the finances. Mavs over the Pacers last night, some encouraging signs. The guys were having fun. McGee even put together a nice game in 13 minutes, had 2 blocks and 10 points, so that was cool.
What the hell was that pass last night?
Oh, Luka's wizardry?
Yeah,
I couldn't sleep.
That was about it.
Unbelievable, man.
I don't know how it got under the backboard.
I don't know. The ball kids down there, I didn't know how it got around all those people with the mops and stuff like that. He threw it right over the top of their heads.
It was like Wanted. You know, when they make the bullets curve?
Yes, dude. It's Avatar Airbender stuff. That was crazy. He's got eyes in the back of his head. The way he was able to do that and pinpoint right in the shot pocket for old Hardy to just knock in the easy. That was just stupid disgusting.
Okay, speaking of stupid disgusting, Jaden Hardy, this might be one of the best draft picks in NBA history. It's looking to be up there right now with, like, Tony Parker, Ginobili stuff out of the Spurs. Maybe even better than Jalen Brunson. I know that that's putting a high ceiling on it. But morning news with a story. He's played at least 17 minutes in 8 of the Mavs' last 10 games, the most active 3 weeks. He's logged 5 of his 7 career 20-point games in the stretch and upped his 3-point shooting to 51.8. He's 43 of his last 83 in 17 appearances since the Kyrie trade. In March, Hardy's one of only 4 rookies to average at least 16 points in at least 10 games, joining Paolo, Jalen Williams, and Jaden Ivey. Mm. He is flat-out balling. Lucas says, since the beginning of the season, I saw his potential even in the pre, but his improvement through the season has been insane. So that's the chicken soup for your Mavs soul that you might need. I bet that's what Mark Cuban's thinking. I got my secondary star right here on league minimum for another 2 years.
Yeah, baby. Let's get these minutes up. He's been really, really special. And Mavs, at Mavs Draft, tweeted out last night, when you look at the 3-point shot breakdown for Jaden Hardy, he's 42% on the catch and shoot threes, and he's 41% on the off the dribble threes. So, I mean, he's
have fun defending that.
Yeah, have fun defending that, exactly. And the amount of catch and shoot, especially, I mean, you want both of those. You want to surround Luka with the catch and shoot guys, because when he does the airbending pass to the corner, you know your guy's going to knock it down. Hardy did. But he's also, hey, you need me to create it off the dribble and pop a three in your eyeball as well. He's got that ability. This is the most exciting part of this whole season. It's the one silver lining from the whole season.
All righty, great stuff, Nation. Thanks for your feedback on the text and the chats. We got the top 10 at 420 coming up next. Wooly Bully in your UNT golf shirt.
Baby.
Where are we going?
It is National Something on a Stick Day. So I've got the top 10 foods on a stick. What's your favorite? And we got to go over the beer heist next on The Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Segments brought to, yeah, it's going to be a party here on Friday.
Let's go. We're getting crazy up in here.
The Frankels.
Reckless as hell.
There's a reason you need a special license to drive a big truck. So companies that hire drivers and put them in a big truck should be held accountable for what happens when one hurts you. Frankly, you need Frankel and Frankel. Consultations always free. Truckwreck.com. Yeah, we're talking about Chia Fall is going to try to take down the Boomstick Burger for a bet payoff on Friday. It's the new item at the ballpark, and it looks like you got to do something inhuman to yourself to cram that much food in. So we're talking about some performance enhancers there at the break. But right now it's time for Woolchuck in his top 10. Here he is, the bully.
Woo! It is National Something on a Stick Day. So I've got the top 10 foods on a stick for you. What's your favorite food on a stick? I do have a question about that. Before we get to it, I got to fit in this story that I stumbled upon. It's a beer heist. You guys ever been part of a heist before that you want to tell?
Yeah. You asked me to tell the story?
Yeah, now I am.
Out of a convenience store?
Uh-huh.
Is it know where the back door is, pull around to the back door, have a vehicle in the back door, and just open that door and throw the beer out the back door and then run out.
Did you do this at LSU?
So the runner just grabs it off the shelf and heads to the back door?
Yeah. You figure out.
Sounds like an inside job to me, Broadus.
You figure out when you go in there. This is so long ago, but guy, I shouldn't even tell it. But it was, you're so broke, you know, and you're trying to just, I don't know, you're doing crazy things.
I am.
But we figured out at a convenience store, that the back door opened up to where you take the trash out and stuff like that. But it was right by where the beer boxes were.
So are you launching the beer into the car and then walking out casually back out the front? Or are you
going out the back door?
Yeah, okay, cool. You tape out the license plate, or okay, were you risking that?
They didn't have video cameras back in the 1800s.
It's so dark, and we were in carriage.
Honestly, these bleeping surveillance cameras are ruining everything.
Yeah.
Was that in Baton Rouge?
That was a Baton Rouge thing, yeah.
Okay, well,
why don't you call Dad for some beer money? Seriously, dude.
My dad got so tired of he put money in my checking account, and he's like, "What's this, Fred's?" And I convinced him it was a dry cleaning place.
Oh,
and it's really not. It was
a liquor store.
Philly cheesesteaks.
It was a bar. If I ever took you guys to Baton Rouge, I wouldn't. I'd pay for the drinks, of course, but
we'd go to Fred's.
We need to.
We'd have a good time at Fred's.
Let's pick a game next year and go.
Jared talked about that. Jared, if you're listening, we talked about going to Baton Rouge.
I'd love to
year.
Do that.
That would do that
just
trip.
To kick it with Fred.
Yeah,
Fred's is a long time.
I think that would be a blast.
But that's Baton Rouge. Yeah, it was beer. It was like lockers, beer lockers or coolers were near the back door. You just open that back door and threw the beer and then went out the back door.
Well, you pull this off.
Yeah, you threw the whole case.
No, you're
to
good.
Another guy standing at the door and then into the vehicle. And
so you were running in threes, three-man crew to get the job done?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I think that your tradition might have been continued.
This is the 1980s we're talking about. It's a rough time for
us. We're going back to LSU because they're pulling off another beer heist.
LSU did this?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh. So according
to
WBRZ, police arrested...
That's the ABC affiliate.
...a 19-year-old student who has been accused of stealing cases of beer worth an estimated $1,500 from Tiger Stadium in the dead of night.
Dude, you don't poo where you eat.
The outlet says campus police spotted a group of students carrying the beer around 3 a.m. on Sunday before dropping it and fleeing after being detected. Yeah. The police report states surveillance video showed the group using a black pickup truck to make off with the haul, which was found in a parking lot near the dorm where these pilfered brews were discovered in the room of the lone suspect to be charged with the burglary.
A couple of brews brewing.
It's not entirely clear why the football stadium was sitting on a stockpile of beer when you consider the Tigers don't play their first home game until September 9th.
Hey, you don't have to get ready when you stay ready. That's all that is, man.
But I love this, and I think that they should have just let these kids have the beer. You know what? You went through all the trouble. Slap on the wrist.
Just give them a warning. Don't do it again. That beer probably went bad anyway. You know, that's beer from last season.
You're telling me Tiger Stadium
can't
replenish?
I'm surprised they had beer left over from some of them games. Their beer sales are really good.
Is it cheap?
I thought they were all about the brown liquors there.
No.
I thought that's always what it was.
That's probably tailgate.
When we used to work out on Sundays after games, you would not believe the liquor bottles in that stands that hadn't been cleaned up yet. Mm. I mean, like, I don't know. How do you get like a handle into a stadium?
Okay, I was going to ask you, is it allowed there?
You got to keister
that
thing.
You got to bring it in.
They're probably putting in pockets.
Well, that's in the SEC. Those girls wear the sundresses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They tape them to their leg. They tape them. They wear the sundress. Nice. So you tape them to the outside of their leg.
Then maybe you can shove it in the inside pocket of the suit jacket because they wear the suit jackets too, right?
You had me at sundress.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. Those SEC tailgates.
Oh,
the
SEC tailgates
the
are great. They are great.
That would be fun. All right, let's get into the top 10 here.
LSU.
I loved it, and I thought of you, and you're wearing your LSU sweater. I was like, man, we got to talk about this.
It's a great story to tell for those kids, though. You know, like in 10 years when this thing wears off.
You can't get caught, though. Yeah, you can't get caught.
Well, it is a little bit soft on them. They should have just played it cool when they were enjoying the fruits of their labor and then a police car just drove by. Like, you got to play it cool. You can't just run off. Now they think you're a suspect.
Oh, we got a good text in from one of our Tolos. He just said, don't read my area code on air. But when they were growing up, their family had a barbecue restaurant that they ran out of a convenience store. At closing time, they would go into the cooler, load up 4 30 packs in the storage bin, put them in the truck, pulled it off for a year.
I used to when my family owned the barbecue place. So like I'd show up at a party, like if I would tell people, hey, I'll bring food. I'll bring like all the sandwiches or, you know, 5-6 pounds of ribs, 5 pounds of brisket, you know, potato salad, coleslaw. I was the guy when we'd go party, like I'll feed everybody if you guys just get the beer.
Feed your lawn.
So that's what I would. I'd walk out of the restaurant, you know, if you hung out with me, I'd make. Hey, you buy the beer, I'll get us the food.
I love that.
That was our trade-off.
2-4, don't you worry. We have not forgotten about UNT making it to the Final Four in the NIT, playing Wisconsin tonight. I'm repping my mean green polo right now.
Are we playing in New York City?
It's in Vegas.
Oh, it's in Vegas.
Is this the semis?
Yes, technically.
Final Four, right?
It's the Final Four of the NIT.
Who are the other three, besides Wisconsin?
Great question.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I have the bracket.
Roadkill.
I'm just paying attention to one game at a time for the Mean Green.
Too locked in to worry about.
I could have looked that up without asking.
You probably could have. You can look it up, though, while I get into the list if you want.
Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Top 10 foods on a stick on National Something on a Stick Day. You guys have like a go-to. Gosh, I love eating this on a stick. It just tastes better. And would a bone be a stick?
Ooh. If it is, then yes. The New York strip or Kansas City strip, I forget what they call it once you put a bone on it, but you leave that bone on a nice steak. That's outstanding.
I'm gonna go
with the sugar daddy.
Okay.
The daddy of the sugar babies. Now, you get the sugar baby in the bag, right?
It's the sugar daddy?
Sugar daddy's like a big bar of the babies on a stick.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
It's like the caramel thing?
Yeah, it's an old school candy. But
very
you
old
love
school.
It.
Yeah. Yep.
That used to be my favorite thing to get on a trick-or-treat night, was the sugar daddy.
It looks like something that gets stuck in your teeth pretty good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
it pull teeth out.
You get that middle-of-the-night flavor, though. You know, after you fall asleep, it's still hanging back there.
For sure.
It's a good kind of midnight
Holy
snack.
Geez. Joey, you got a favorite food on the stick?
Big fudge bar guy.
Fudge and A, man. Yep. I will go with the corn dog.
Okay, the corn dog's got to be number one. It has to be. For me, too.
Yeah.
A good old Fletcher's Corny.
Well, and just like the general ice creams, you know, ice cream.
Oh, that's
is,
what I'm saying, like the Nestle Crunch bars and stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt.
I mean,
yeah.
Joey's doing it with the fudge.
But now you have a new entry in the form of the cake ball. And I think long term, that might take down the corn dog, boys.
Okay.
Don't be surprised.
Hey, the cake ball did sneak in here. So the honorable mentions are the caramel apples.
Did the cake ball make an appearance on your top 10 balls list a few weeks back? I sure hope it did.
I think it was an honorable mention.
Yeah, because Broadus didn't believe me about the Oreo balls.
Right.
No,
I think we talked about it. Oh, the push-up pops. I don't think that's a stick.
Yeah, that's the Flintstones,
baby.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
I don't think that's a stick, but that's also...
That's what you do.
It's on a stick.
Yeah,
it's a popsicle.
It's
a stick to push.
It's a popsicle,
though. It is a popsicle.
It's like one of the popsicles. Don't worry. It made it.
Okay, toilet paper, too.
Oh, my God.
It's the same type of scientific ingenuity that Pringles needs to adopt.
I think that'd be amazing if Pringles did that.
Hey, by the way, there's a team. If North Texas can win, they're going to play the winner of Utah Valley and UAB. University of Alabama. Oh, wow. So
UAB would have to play
again.
Holy
jeez. Man, UNT might win this whole thing if they could beat Wisconsin.
Yeah, you're one win for the title is what
Bring
it looks
it,
like.
Bring it, baby.
Yeah. NIT champs.
All right. Sausage on a stick. Used to get that at Texas Stadium.
That's really not. That's good, yeah.
Delicious.
That's fair food.
No doubt. Number 10 is prosciutto wrapped on a stick.
Ah, I've never seen that before.
It actually looked pretty heavenly, not going to lie. I didn't know
prosciutto
that was a thing.
Prosciutto wrapped around cheese is really good.
Yeah, and some of these do have cheese with it. So,
okay,
I mean,
there you go.
It's like a combo of prosciutto and cheese.
There you go.
I just go prosciutto right out of that Ziploc baggie.
Can't even contain your emotions.
Deli, man. I'll start at the deli when I go to Kroger, and then I'm just mowing through that thing as I'm shopping around. Yeah.
I've been known to eat the sushi while I'm walking around.
There you go.
Sushi and
you just pay for it after?
Yeah, I just give them the empty container. I say, ma'am, you can throw that away after she runs it through.
Gosh, that's awesome. Yeah. Number 9 is skewered s'mores.
S'mores?
Skewered s'mores.
Like, it's basically you put it all
you
on
You guys
a stick
convinced
and
me
and pound
that the s'mores
thing.
Is a good thing, right?
I like
s'mores. S'mores are good, bro.
Oh, I thought you guys were like telling me this.
They might have convinced you in way of fighting me because I think it's the biggest overrated dessert out there. It's only fun to make. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
It is. You're right. I mean, like, I don't have them a lot, so maybe it's always just kind of like
the charred
fun.
Marshmallow does nothing for me.
But
that charred...
I see what you're saying.
That blackened
You don't want to get it well done.
That's
but
what
you
I'm
get
saying.
You get a nice golden crisp on a mellow.
Mine always catches on fire because I'm not paying attention. It does. It just... I'm like, well, then you're like,
Dude, a graham cracker and a Hershey bar, and then you just heat up, you roast a little... I mean, come on.
You ever just pop it in the microwave?
Freaking delightful. No, but
you
I didn't
say,
go
you know
to
what?
Fat camp
Bleep
either.
This. I'm going ahead and just...
I used to make marshmallows in the microwave.
Let's go.
Quick way to have a delicious... That's hilarious.
Marshmallows
that was,
in a microwave?
That was Walchuk's lunch
years. I got on a kick with roasting marshmallows as a kid, and you know, when you live in a really rainy environment, you can't do it outside, so we would do it over like a gas burner.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Or, you know, and then we started experimenting in the microwave a little bit, and it was kind of nice because if you really lay it on it for about 45 seconds or so, it gets to be like a hardish candy.
Yeah, you get a gooey.
Sound like that awful, Easter candy thing we were talking about.
The Peeps that Hagelin loves. God, he's got the worst food takes I've ever heard in my life. I love you, Kevin, but my Lord, you need to fix yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I hope the talking doc helps with some of the food takes.
Yeah, can the talking doc fix your taste buds?
Number 8 is chocolate dipped bananas on a stick. So just a chocolate covered banana. And people have texted that in. They love that.
Yeah, that's not
sounds,
a bad item.
Sounds reasonable.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
Number seven, is the cake balls.
There we go.
Cake balls are climbing up there for me.
Is that a new invention, the cake ball?
I think so. You can get a Starbucks.
I don't remember
that
in the 70s.
No.
Yeah, no, it's got to be relatively
new. I
think
the cake ball it's been around for about a decade, but the evolution of the cake ball where now I can go buy
it with the sprinkles on it,
at a local spot. Yeah, like that is something that's been it was like a mom and pop shop enjoying it in my own kitchen. Come over to my house and eat my cake balls that me, mama of the neighborhood, makes. Now all of a sudden you can go to Starbucks and drop, you know, $4 for one cake ball and it's on a stick.
Does the cake ball have ice cream in it?
No,
it's just cake.
Well, and then like icing,
can we
like hard
ice cream in it. That sounds even better.
I could do an ice cream ball. Ice cream cake ball?
Yeah, like, it's a cake ball. Yeah.
Like
there
ice
you
cream
go.
Cake. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yes, Brian,
challenge
you're on to something
bro.
Here.
What about the dilly bar? Is that on this list?
There's no dilly bar on here, but.
But it's
we
an
should.
Ice cream. Are they generically just putting ice cream as a whole family
well,
on
we're
a stick?
We're doing it with popsicles.
Okay, real quick. The dip cone or the dilly bar?
Dilly bar.
Dilly bar.
Dip cone can go bleep itself.
I like a dip cone, but I'd go dilly bar.
Easier to manage.
Dilly bar by far.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Now, number 6 is meatballs on a stick. Can't go wrong with that, especially at a tailgate. I think that works well. Number five is bacon-wrapped shrimp.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Pretty damn delicious. Yeah. Okay. Number three is chicken or steak satay.
I'm sorry?
Yeah.
Satay? Never had
satay?
How do you spell that?
It's a Thai dish. S-A-T-A-Y. It's basically like chicken or steak skewers.
Like a dish.
Oh, like when we went out to eat, that thing we were eating on skewers?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That wasn't bad. Yeah.
No, pretty good stuff. It's got a good flavor to it. Yeah. And they'll give you some like peanut sauce you can dip in there unless you're allergic to peanuts. Oh. Number three is kebabs.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Those are good. Yeah.
Kebabs are good.
I like stringing some chicken together. Teriyaki kebabs.
If somebody figures out the vegetables become too wilty for me on a
can't overcook them
on the kebab thing.
Yeah.
They become too mushy and non, you know, they don't work well for me. You got to figure
out something. Seems like you need an all-meat kebab and an all-veggie kebab.
806, hell yeah. I can't read that.
I would,
hell yeah.
I would do, you know, I would do a lobster and steak kebab together if you ask me.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about, Bri. Let's make it happen. But number two is popsicles.
Yeah.
Number one, best food on a stick is the corn dog.
Corn dog. That's right.
Corn dog.
Knew it. Okay, Fletcher's is the best, by the way, the absolute champion
of
that bracket. Thank you, Woolchuck. Top 10 every afternoon. Now, over the last couple of days, I've confided. I thought it was cool. I thought we were in the trust tree here, that I've been enjoying the women's tournament more than the men's tournament. I have. And some have really been coming after me on tweets and texts and saying, oh, come on, talk about a real sport and this thing and the other thing. And, you know, I respect everybody's opinion. But, you know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, well, maybe they're right. It's women's sports. Who's really watching this? We go to The Athletic. Sunday's Iowa-Louisville matchup in the women's NCAA tournament Elite Eight drew 2.49 million viewers, which is more than any NBA game of the season.
Mavs, yeah, we're on that.
Any NBA game of the season.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's something. Okay, we got Ranger stuff coming up next. A little baseball for you. Woolchuck, what do you have? Chiafalo, what do you have designed here?
We have all sorts of good Ranger conversation to be had. We are now how many hours away? Less than 48 hours?
Less than 48 hours,
let's pre-game
baby.
Party this thing.
.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Couple takeaways from the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, press availability today at the owners' meetings. One takeaway from a writer is that the Niners are really leaning into the idea of having young, cheap quarterbacks and what it allows them to do elsewhere on the roster, and that was evident with Hargrave and Bosa. Kyle Shanahan today saying, it's everything. So maybe we already do have our first team that is committed to more of a college approach at quarterback, the most overcompensated position in all of professional sports. They're saying, no, we're not doing this. We're doing this. And I'd say the results have been pretty damn impressive so far. It's time now for Woolchuck and Chiafalo here to give you some baseball stuff. Gentlemen, take it away.
So we've got these City Connect jerseys that all teams will be unveiling this year. We know when the Rangers are going to wear their jerseys for the first time. It'll be April 21st against Oakland, against the A's there. So on Friday nights, the Rangers had usually worn their red jerseys. That's not going to be a thing anymore with MLB's new supplier rules. They got a 4+1 policy that called for four primary uniform tops plus the City Connect. So the Nike City Connect jerseys we can look forward to against the A's on April the 21st, and I can't wait to see what they look like.
I was about to say, have we got any leaks yet?
I think April 17th they will be officially released, but maybe we will get a leak ahead of time. But I think they're going to be sick. We also had The Athletic give out the Hopometer. The Hope Meter.
Hopium.
Yeah, for
Hopium
each team.
Hopium Meter.
Rangers are the 13th most hopeful entering the year, and they skyrocketed up a massive percentage. Last season, the hope scale amongst the fan base was at 59.5%. This year going into the season, it's jumped up to 87.7%.
Yeah, they know what's going on. This is a baseball town. These baseball fans are smart. Some have been hanging out. They've been dormant over the last couple of years. But that run from 2010 to 2016 made a lot of smart baseball people. They know what a contender looks like. And now they're ready to rock. National media is sleeping on this group, Chief.
Yeah, I liked this from Zach Cram because, Walchuk, you've referenced this a lot because we've talked about the over-under 81.5 for the win total for the Rangers this year. Walchuk's hitting the over. I'm just strictly based on health banking on the under hitting. But Zach Cram in The Ringer writes Trent Krim. No, Cram's got pretty nice hair himself. I don't know that it's Krim levels.
Trent Krim has got the best hair.
He's got far and away, no question, the best hair.
Is he the
hair.
Best fictional reporter?
Oh, absolutely.
We'll have to think about
and
that.
And now he's
that
writing a whole book.
That might be, oh, you're going to give it away?
Oh, come on.
What are you doing?
Yeah, spoiler alert, Jack Hole.
I didn't say on who or what. I just said he's writing a book.
Who do you think he's writing a book on?
Shmed Shmasso.
I think it might be on West Ham United.
Oh, okay.
So Cram writes.
Is that where Nate went to coach?
Yeah.
Might have been.
Good pull. The 2022 Rangers were not nearly as bad as their 68-94 record indicates. It's the one run thing, mm-hmm. right, Walchuk? And
right.
it's the lack of details, I guess, on Chris Woodward's end is what people were kind of chalking that up to. And it's the opposite with Bochy. We know that. So what they say is. Terrible 15-35 record in the one-run games. They underachieved their Pythagorean record by 9 wins, which was the major's largest gap last year.
Wow.
So,
That's why Woody had to go.
Yeah.
Could manage his way out of a paper bag.
Absolutely. So if you want some encouragement there, that actually puts it into perspective. We know about the record in the one-run games, okay, but what does that mean? That means that last year's terrible team should have actually won 9 more games.
Right.
And now you throw in a DeGrom, Evaldi, and all these other guys in the rotation, and you think to yourself, okay, maybe a huge jump of 9 and then another 9? Could you give me 18 additional wins? That hits the over.
Let's go. And another reason why I'm bullish on this, who did Levi Weaver give as the most impressive players during spring?
Okay, Corey Seager, mm-hmm. obviously.
Right.
Dude
MVP
was a monster.
Potential candidate.
We've talked plenty about the idea that Corey Seager is going to be one of the biggest beneficiaries of some
the
of these rule changes,
yep.
for sure. He's coming out of the gates on fire. But Cole Reagans was the guy that, like, the most unexpected, hello, what just happened here?
Yep.
Cole Reagans goes from 92 MPHs on the fastball to all of a sudden consistently 95, 96, and Ooh. Touched 99 at times.
And Cole Reagans can't even find a spot in the rotation.
He's on that Dawson program.
Oh, well,
extra squats.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's on. He's
That's
on
what you
the,
call vitamin S.
We should have asked him, how do you expect steroids
to help you this season?
Personally this season.
Yeah.
But the mustache, I think it's the power of the mustache. That thing was. And we showed a lot of love to the Nate Lowe mustache, rightfully so, in the clubhouse throughout the spring training or when we were there. But the Cole Reagans mustache is not something to be fooled with.
No, not at all. It's coming in nicely for him. But
there's power in that.
That's why I feel like you have a little bit of insurance there, even if your starting rotation has some injuries along the way. Guys that you were forced to have start last year now are available for you in a pinch like that. If a guy has to go on the 10-day IL, whether it's Glenn Otto, whether it's Dane Dunning, whether it's Cole Reagans, your depth is just that much greater.
it could work out really well how this has come together to get those guys that much experience over the last 2 years, and now you put them in a role they should be. That experience could really pay off.
Right.
Why was I thinking of a bet payoff of you going to sit on the couch again in the major league?
Oh, they
park?
Would throw him out this time. Oh my gosh. But I think
like in the major like league it. Locker room, you just go plop down on the couch.
Like at the Rangers' actual clubhouse, I think Rich Rice loses mine.
Actual clubhouse.
Okay, and that's where I'll house the 2-footer. On the couch?
Yeah. Just plop down on the couch.
It's messy as hell. Let's go. Chili remnants all over the place.
Let's go.
Bleep your clubhouse. Not bleep your logo. Respect
I love
the
that.
Logo. But
we could
the
send them in there with one of those 80s TV dinner trays.
Yes.
Sit that thing right down. Put the boomstick burger down and go start going to work.
Pull up Ted Lasso in the clubhouse. How long do you think that would
14
last?
14 seconds.
Yeah, wow. I'd take the under on that one.
You think he'd get fired?
Answer me this. Is John Blake on duty that day?
Oh, it's probably
usually at the ballpark, he's there, yeah.
Well, then I think it would be negative seconds.
Grabs you by the ear, pulls you right out.
Yeah, I just think you sitting on the couch would be a good bit.
Yeah, well
we did payoff.
Yeah. Or just
would
walking into
do
the showers.
Maybe next year is spring training again.
Oh, you should just go in there and take a shower.
That would be funny.
That'd be amazing.
Just walk right in the clubhouse.
That's got to be a
see if anybody notices.
That's a kickout situation.
That's a fireball offense. Yeah. I'll sit on a couch, though.
You'll be suspended. You'll be on the next flight out of there.
Would you sit on the couch and give it the, I'm not really sure, like, oh, what do you mean? I'm not supposed to sit on the couch?
Wait, what?
Like, you act like I'm supposed to be here kind of thing?
We'll call that. We'll call that payoff. The Michael Irvin, because you're about to be sent home. Appreciate you, Wolchuk and Chia. Follow any other baseball stuff?
No, that's good for right now. I got some more we can carry over to tomorrow.
Yeah, let's do that. Or maybe a little bit later on here in the G-Bag Nation. Home of the Cowboys, home of the Rangers. Pre-draft NFL power rankings. Where do the Cowboys belong? We'll tell you about that coming up next year on 105.3 The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.